Hello, fucking took you long enough to join.
Yeah, that was pretty quick. I thought you were going to take 5 minutes to send it.
I send it immediately as we hang up the phone.
Sometimes
Every
take
single,
forever.
no, every single time. I have never been slow with
Yeah, we'll go with that.
it. So we had our week seven. We are a little late. The Thursday night game is about to start here.
Yeah, life's moving pretty fast.
So we should probably. I'm assuming you have Cardinals because I have Cardinals.
The Cardinals, but like if you're betting in this game, take the Packers +6.5.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see Randall Cobb just going off.
Well,
But
that and do you see JJ Watt potentially done for the season?
yeah, with the shoulder injury, right?
Yeah, there's some people saying he might just retire. And I'm just
Yeah, they
like,
say that every single time he gets hurt, though.
well, I know, but he is getting older. I mean, I hope he doesn't retire, but every season he plays, he gets hurt.
Yeah, who knows? I wonder. I don't remember what play. I don't think I saw the play where he actually got hurt.
I
So,
didn't. How ironic that is against the Texans.
well, wait, didn't he? He got hurt in like the second quarter and then finished the game, though, I thought.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Okay,
Because
so
he's
it's kind of like
the
that that pitcher for the Braves that broke his leg and then continued to pitch out Altuve.
By the way, was that like recently?
Yeah, it was game one of the playoffs, I think.
Game one of the
Or the
World
World
Series?
Series. And yeah, it was game one of the World Series, I want to
Holy shit. Yeah, I didn't know that happened like just recently. I thought that was from like a while ago because I saw like something about it and I
Yeah,
didn't click on it.
no, just happens in playoffs.
By the
Guy's a
way,
monster.
you should probably say your prayers and take your fucking vitamins because the Braves are in the World Series, so you better hope they don't get up 3-1 and choke it out.
Well, you know, the Braves are the one team from Atlanta that I don't really like, but I like them a lot more than the Astros. So
Astros. Well,
they're my team right now. I'll jump on the bandwagon. They win, I'll buy a hat.
it's pretty cool that they made the World Series for the first time in like over 20 years. Because they haven't
Yeah.
been there since the late 90s when they had those studs pitching. They had
When
like
they
the best rotation in
was that when they
baseball.
lost to the Twins?
Might have been around that same time.
Or wait, or did the Twins beat the Indians?
You're asking the wrong guy on baseball trivia here.
Oh,
Football, I got your back. Baseball, not so much.
1991 World Series. They
Oh.
beat the Braves 4-3.
Yeah, I'm talking like the late 90s when the Yankees were also on a tear with Jeter when he was like young. So the Braves are really good in the 90s. That was like their decade. It's like they were like the Cowboys of baseball.
And now they're like the Cowboys of baseball.
Pretty much, yeah. How times have changed over 20 some years.
So week one, yeah, Broncos and Browns, your Thursday night game. Browns sneak out 17-14 win with backup quarterback Case Keenum.
That
And
was
then
an
you
awful game.
awful game. It was
Yeah.
almost as bad as the Monday night game, which we'll get down
We'll
to that
get
when we
to
get
it.
down to
Yeah.
that. Next up, you got on Sunday, you opened up with the Packers at football team. Packers win 14-10. They cover. We both have the Packers. Surprising game. Chiefs and Titans. Chiefs only get 3 points. Titans win 27-3. Mahomes has to leave with a, I think it was a head injury, if I remember
Yeah, he's
correctly.
cleared for this week though. He got out of protocol like super quick. Apparently, it was Andy Reid's choice to pull him from the game because it was so late.
Yeah, not from the gruesome hit to his head and
Well, I
neck.
mean, it was that, but he cleared protocol like right. I mean, I don't even think the game was over, but Andy Reid just said, "Hey, we're down 27-3 here. Yeah, we're pulling him from the game."
I mean, it was the right call. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I feel like quarterbacks just don't actually get concussions, is what I've learned this year.
Between Danny Dimes and Pat Mahomes, yeah, can't happen.
Just can't happen.
Just
Next.
when you think your name is John Jones, you're actually not concussed. So,
Up next, you have Falcons at Dolphins. Falcons do not cover, but they do win 30-28.
did you
Matty
watch?
Ice, 336, two touchdowns.
Did you catch that game?
I did not catch the game, sadly.
Man,
But, I
everything
mean,
was going perfectly until the fourth quarter, and I thought the
yeah.
Falcons were going to choke that thing away.
That's how it always goes.
Yeah, I told my dad, I'm like, you probably should just not watch.
I mean, Tua doesn't seem like he did that bad. I mean, he had four touchdowns, two picks, though, but I mean, he didn't look like
By
he
the
did that
way,
bad.
I'm shocked Miami's kind of holding it together right now because of the Deshaun Watson thing.
Okay, holding it together, give them a little bit too much credit. They're 1-6.
No. I'm saying, like, even in a game like that where they were even competitive, not that the Falcons are, like, the mecca by any means. I figured they'd roll over kind of like the Panthers did this week.
Yeah. I mean, I did also see – I guess I did hear that Kyle Pitts went off at 7 catches for 163 yards. Yeah,
he balled out. Like, that guy's a freak of nature, like, athletically.
Yeah, he's a monster. You then have the Pats and Jets. Pats barely cover, winning 54-13.
Speaking of this game, so you know how Aaron Rodgers the week before said that he owns the Bears and always has?
Yep.
So Tom Brady was asked about that, and they're like, "Ah, Tom, like, is there a team that you own? Like, maybe the Jets?" He's like, "Oh God, the Jets? No, I'll take the color green though."
Well, and that, and Zach Wilson got a PCL tear, so he'll be out like 2 to 4 weeks, or PCL sprain maybe.
Yeah, something sprain. With PCL. They took him out, and then here came like Mike White or whatever his name is. I can't remember his name.
I could not tell you whether what their back quarterback. They don't really care. Brian Hoyer. No, Zach Wilson, Mike White.
It was complete chaos because that guy could not play. I think he led like one drive. That was decent. I mean,
one touchdown.
Yeah, not that he was expected to come out and just be like Pat Mahomes off the bench here. But like, I can't believe that that's who they have a backup when there's other people they could have in there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a quarterback out of Western Kentucky that got drafted in the fifth round by Dallas back in 2018.
Not saying Cam Newton's great anymore, but he's better than that guy.
He's much better than that guy. He's probably better than Zach Wilson. Then got Panthers at Giants, and Giants stomp on the Panthers 25-3. That was a little surprising, but we both had the Giants. Or you had the Panthers here. I had the Giants here.
Well, I thought the Panthers keep playing like they have all season. I mean, they've been fairly consistent up until that game.
It's just the loss of McCaffrey is too much for them.
It happens every year. They should just trade him.
Yeah, they should trade him to the Patriots.
Hey, man, he'll probably show up and be healthy. Bill put him on a regimen.
Up next, you got Bengals at Ravens. I had the Bengals in this one, and they win 41-17. Chase, 8 catches, 201 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, I was not expecting the Bengals to slaughter them in the second half.
No.
That game, it was like a 3-point game at halftime.
Yep, and then Bengals scored 28 in the second half to the Ravens 7.
Yeah, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, right now, they moved the Bengals up to the 6th best team.
They should.
In the top 10.
They're pretty good. I didn't expect them to be this good coming out of the gate this year.
I thought the offensive line was going to be a bigger problem than it was, but it's same here. Okay right now. So
apparently, we better stick to our armchair GM role and let him just do his job.
I get. For the Bengals, we'll let it slide.
We'll let it slide.
Not letting it slide. Bengals, I'll let it slide. After that, we got Raiders at Eagles. We both had the Raiders. We knew they weren't going to lose this game. They went 33-22. Derek Carr does very well and everything. Drake actually had a really good running game this week too.
By the way, just for the record, Derek Carr is 2nd in yards this season.
Yep,
he is. That's my case.
But he's 12th in touchdowns with 12 touchdowns.
I know, but. Hear me out. He is still a top quarterback in the NFL.
Well, yeah.
This season, he's been a top quarterback in the NFL after I got shit on.
No.
Derek Carr.
I did not shit on you.
I got trying to trade
Derek Carr for Matt Stafford.
They're about comparable this year. I got group roasted.
They are. I have the website. Like, I can tell you right now they're not.
Matt Stafford is 3rd in yards.
Yeah, and 2nd in touchdowns.
Yeah. I know.
He's 7 more touchdowns. He's 1st in QBR.
I don't give a shit. They're comparable.
They're not.
Yes, very comparable.
No, not at all. Whatever. You can say whatever you want to yourself, but
differences. Sean McVay didn't make very off-kilter comments and emails like John Gruden did.
Yeah, he didn't make fun of the commissioner and call him a naughty word.
Yeah, put the asterisks here that we know of. There's 650,000 emails, and apparently only three of them matter.
Every other email didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Yeah. There wasn't anything else in any of those. Even all the responses to Gruden, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing outside of Gruden. Gruden is just the scapegoat. I support Mark Davis, by the way. Bum rushing the NFL here with like a lawsuit.
About that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Jerry Jones said, like, oh, they handled it fine. I'm like, Jerry Jones, you old fuck. You don't even know. Like, Mark
Jerry
Davis.
Jerry Jones is like, I don't even know how to fucking write an email. So,
yeah.
Like, perfectly here. I have my written words down.
I'm just hoping that Mark Davis takes Roger Goodell to the cleaners with a lawsuit on this. Like, at least make them release the other emails and make it a fair playing field.
Yeah.
You know?
Can't just let one man go down. Let everyone go down.
Bingo. Yep. So,
but no one else called me that word.
Yeah, they were just talking about other shit.
They just called me a pussy. That was it. Next up, you got the Rams at Lions. Rams do not cover, but they win 28-19. Stafford destroyed them in this game. Cooper Kupp destroyed them in this game.
Jared Goff played all right.
Did all right, but I mean, not like anything to write home about. Still threw two picks.
Hey, I'll put it in here that Detroit played better than expected. I thought they might get shut out.
After last week, yeah. If they didn't have last week on their resume, I would say that this looks like about what the score would have been. But after getting blown out last week, yeah.
Yeah, I would have never taken the full game for the Rams to cover. And granted, I took the first half and got just killed on that.
You should have taken the second half, is what you should have done.
DraftKings just took my fucking money, so.
They're really good at that.
Yeah, I must have been, like, in that first half, I was like a slot machine. I doubled down on them in Arizona, and I had a bet on DeAndre Hopkins. It was supposed to be, like, 125-plus yards and two touchdowns. So when I saw him catch that one touchdown, I'm like, here we go. And then it just didn't happen. That was it, yeah.
Did you not bet the Cardinals to win it?
I didn't take them. I took them to cover the first half, and that score was like a fucking baseball score in the first half. The second half is where the Cardinals balled out.
Yeah, Cardinals, they did very well. Murray only throws 261 yards, three touchdowns, but I mean, that's all he needed to do. They went 31-5. They cover. Zach Ertz gets his first touchdown as a Cardinal. It looked very slow, too. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, very slow.
It looked like a Jason Witten touchdown is what it reminded me of.
And by the way, there were two games last week that had a safety. Almost three games. So if you're ever betting anything and you want to take a 1 in 1,000 chance, that's your chance. And if you bet it, it hit.
Put $10 on a random game for a safety. Put $10 on each game for a safety.
Fuck, dude. Just go $1 on each game. Just make it cheap because you get like – when it doesn't happen very often, which it really doesn't, you can get, like, plus 1,000. So, I mean, 10 times your money. I don't know, but
1,000 sounds really good, but 10,000 sounds even better.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of that shit, like, safeties, I'm like, this never happens. How does this happen twice in the same week of football, you know?
Yeah. Imagine being the person that bets on both of those.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who probably parlayed them too, and they thought shit coming into this week.
Yep. Up next, you got Bucks at Bears. Bucks destroy the Bears 38-3. Tom Brady throws a 600th touchdown. Mike Evans gives it away, and the fan gives the ball back, gets a lot of shit for it.
He gets like two Bitcoins, some signed jerseys, and cleats.
My star running back, Khalil Herbert, comes in this one. He was a sixth-round pick for them out of Virginia Tech. Gets 100 yards, you know, no big deal or anything like that. Catches five passes and gets 33 yards.
Yeah,
gets me 18.3 points. That was pretty cool.
By the way, fuck you.
Beat Ben by about 2 points.
In
Monday night game, if DK Metcalf would have caught that fourth down pass, not even get the first down, would have caught it. Ben probably would have won, but DK just got butterfingers.
Maybe more
fishy fingers.
We'll get to that game. Has nothing to do with DK and more to do with Geno Smith and how bad of a football player he is. But the other thing on this Tampa game,
an 84-yard touchdown dying.
Yeah, because of DK. I do not give very much credit to Geno. I don't know if you watched that game, but it was bad.
No, it wasn't worth watching. I saw the first half. I saw it was 10-7. I was like, no, I don't want to watch this.
Well, like, that Tampa game. So Romo was commentating this game, right?
Yeah.
And after the guy gave the ball away, did you hear what he said?
You should get a date with Giselle.
Yeah.
I mean, in all actuality, though, I mean, like, going and golfing with Tom would be a date with Tom. So, I mean,
Tony Romo.
I'm sure that's what Tony Romo meant.
Tony Romo's like, in a world where, you know, equal isn't like a thing. Yeah, he should just get a date with his wife.
He should be able to fuck his wife.
Yeah.
Maybe she would be into it, too. Who knows?
Yeah. By the way, this game, like, I didn't bet this game. I thought it'd be closer. I didn't think Tampa would roar out, like, be up 21-0 at one point.
Well, here's the problem there. You forgot that the Bears' offensive line is garbage and that the defensive line for the Bucs is very, very good.
Yeah, I know. I'm just starting to wonder, like, when Matt Nagy's going to be fired, because this is all going to fall on his shoulders.
Yeah, but I mean...
Not that Justin Fields is what we thought he was going to be. He had, like, a couple fumbles, too.
Yeah, they didn't lose any, though. Or, yeah, they did. They lost two. He had three fumbles and two losses. That's five turnovers.
Part of me thinks that it's like Matt Nagy. And the reason I – not solely, but like a lot of it. And the reason I say that is because Mitch Trubisky didn't work out. Nick Foles didn't work out. Andy Dalton got a little limited shot early this year. Wasn't really looking too promising. Now Fields is there. Like –
Well, I think also the issue is that their top receiver, Allen Robinson, is not getting the ball at all.
Yeah.
Darryl Mooney's their best receiver right now, and he's not a top guy at all.
Yeah, he's a good number two. They don't have
any other offensive weapons. Like,
they did. They had David Montgomery, but he's hurt.
I just think if they had more outside help,
it'd make the team better, absolutely.
Make the team a lot better. It'd give Field some weapons. Field doesn't really have any weapons right now because Robinson isn't getting open, and he's not really getting any targets either. Yeah. And he's not, like, ready. He doesn't know this offense that well. He's not ready for it. Nagy isn't changing the offense for him. So if they're not going to change the offense for him, then you got to let him sit and learn what the offense is.
Yeah, my whole thing is, like, Matt Nagy's going to get fired. Now, if they bring in another coach and Justin Fields just stinks the joint up, it has a lot to do with Justin Fields, too. But I think that it's going to take him being fired midseason. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if it happens.
I mean, I guess Nagy never really wanted Fields anyways. But
yeah, I think it's a Mike Shanahan, Robert Griffin situation 2.0.
But you also don't want to give Fields a bunch of head coaches and make them like Baker. I mean, Baker's a one in a million of a quarterback. They get so many different head coaches but still play as well.
Yeah. I don't know. The Bears are kind of a weird dumpster fire. I was shocked last year when they made the playoffs with Mitch.
It was all defense.
Yeah.
And also David Montgomery. And then for your Sunday night game, you have Colts at Niners. It was a wet one. And Colts won 32-18. Mitchell, if you had him on your DraftKings lineup, probably won that DraftKings lineup.
I'm shocked that he outrushed Jonathan Taylor because Taylor was on a roll.
Yeah, because Taylor was my captain on my team.
He played good.
DraftKings. He played all right, but he didn't play as good as Mitchell did. And Mitchell was a lot cheaper.
Fair. I can't believe that he's getting starts over Sermon. Sermon's still hurt.
Yeah, Sermon's still hurt.
Gotcha. Because, yeah, Elijah Mitchell, he's like a fifth or sixth round pick, and then Trey Sermon was a higher pick out of Ohio State, right?
Yeah, Mitchell's a sixth round pick.
Yeah, because Raheem, he got hurt like pretty early. It's like week three.
Raheem's out for the season.
Yeah.
I think it was with his ankle, maybe. I don't know.
By the way, when Carson Wentz is on the field, he's been playing pretty good this year. I mean, I was devil's advocate with him early on, but he's been playing good.
I know. You've been talking shit about him all year. He's only thrown one pick.
I know. He's been doing pretty good. I was shocked. That game, he kind of held it together.
And I think he only fumbled. I don't even know if he's fumbled it either.
He did fumble it. It was ruled a fumble and it should have been an interception because they were in the red zone of that game.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And
You're
it
right.
was like a weird, like, you couldn't really tell if he threw it or if he, like, if it slipped out of his hand. But then, like, a linebacker or a safety grabbed it and they were running pretty far back with it.
Yeah, it looked like a fumble from, like, the slow motion replay when you zoom in on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's playing all right, but that should have been ruled an interception, I thought. It was kind of a weird play. Either way, it's a turnover, right?
Yeah, either way, it's a turnover. When I looked at it, I thought, like, at normal speed, I thought it was an interception. And then just the way that the defender hit the ball. And it could have just been also that the ball was so wet, too, that he didn't that throw it. Factor. But it just looked so bad that it was a fumble.
Yeah. Who knows? He's kind of redeeming himself in Indy, which is good. Because it's looking like it's on the up and up with Frank Reich being his coach, just kind of like it was Philly when he was the OC. So,
I mean, they're,
I don't know.
They're 3-4. They're just behind Tennessee by 2 games.
Yeah, still shocked that they didn't make a move for Stafford in the offseason, but whatever.
Wentz is kind of like a young Stafford if you really think about it.
Not really. I'm going to just throw this out here. If the Colts get a shot this offseason at Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers and they don't do it, they should just forget about any hopes of becoming a champion.
I mean, I guess because if you would do that, you would trade Wentz to the Packers is what you would end up doing.
It'd be a very rare three-team trade because you'd want to trade Wentz somewhere else because you know if the Packers actually get rid of Rodgers. Like, I don't know if it's going to happen, but if they do, they're going to roll with Jordy Love. They're almost obligated to. Like,
well, Jordy Love has not looked good at all. I think, though, if the Colts make the playoffs, I don't think they move on from Wentz. I think they keep him. But if they got Adams with Wentz, I think that they would do that before getting Rodgers.
My whole thing is I think if Devontae Adams, he's a free agent. Like, he doesn't have to be traded. If he leaves the Packers and Rodgers gets traded, I think it's a very rare thing where they both go to the same team. I don't think that's ever happened before. But can you imagine, like, if you're a team who's, like, right outside the window of the playoffs, it'd be almost like Tampa Bay 2.0. Because if your team, like, has a lot of the right pieces, and you all of a sudden get Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, that puts you over the top.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you put them on any team in there making the playoffs. Honestly, you put them with the Texans, and it's fine.
I just thought with the Colts, because, like, their strength is their defense, and their offensive line's pretty good, too. But, like, they had Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers. I'm pretty sure the Colts would steamroll teams.
What do you think has a better broadcast right now, the NFL Network or KVRR Fox?
Oh. For what games?
For the Thursday night game. I just have it pulled up right now. So I was just wondering, because it asked me which one. I picked the NFL Network. But I wasn't sure.
I'd run NFL Network. I think I watched Fox last week. I don't know. I can't remember. The best commentating duo, and I'm sure you haven't checked it out yet, is on Monday night when the Manning brothers are on there.
They have four different guests. I didn't see this week, but I saw their last couple weeks before that.
That was the most entertaining part of the Saints-Seattle game.
I believe it. But it's the only way you could get through watching it.
God, they had Brady on there, and I thought it was so funny because he's all like, oh, yeah, like, had all these great games with Peyton, not so much with Eli. And Eli's like, what the heck? Like, I enjoyed all of our games.
I kicked your ass. 2 times.
Yeah, backward hat Tom, you know. 44 years old, looks like he's 25.
So I think we're going to get through these picks real quick. We're going to talk about the Packers and their wide receiver issues right now. And then we will talk about Deshaun and how all those trade deadline stories too, and then talk about the overreaction on the Chiefs. Week 1 or week 8, first game, we have Packers Cardinals. We both picked Cardinals before the game started. Just to let everyone know. Up next, you got Panthers at
For the record.
We got Panthers at Atlanta. Atlanta are 3-point favorites. I got Atlanta.
I'll take the Panthers because I think they just had a weird game last week, and I can't believe in the Falcons closing anything.
Well, the Falcons are 3-3. Man,
I will give credit. Like, somehow they are 500, but they cannot close games out, like, ever.
They're 500. They should be 5-1 right now, and you know it.
Right. they were 5-1, they wouldn't have traded Julio.
They'd be five. They'd be undefeated if they didn't trade Julio. I get that.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
All
right.
Up next, you got Dolphins at Bills. Bills are 14-point favorites.
Bills, but don't take that spread.
Bills, but take that spread.
No, don't take that spread. It's a division game, man. It's a trap.
Yeah, Niners at Bears. Niners are 4-point favorites. I think I'm going to take the Bears.
Really?
Yeah, I think they get a bounce back game. Because every time that Fields has a really shitty game, he comes back that next week and does very well. And then everyone talks about, oh my God, Fields is here. The Bears are ready. And then they lose the week after. So every other week, I'll think I take the Bears.
I'll take the Niners, and the only reason is two words, Fred Warner.
Fair. Next up, you got Steelers at Browns. Browns are 3.5-point favorites.
What's the injury situation like?
That's what I'm looking at right now. Right now, for injuries, you got Nick Chubb's calf, who was questionable. He was practicing on Thursday, though.
Yeah.
Mayfield, he had practice on Thursday. Also, they both were limited, though, at practice. Peoples-Jones did not practice. Landry practiced on Thursday. Kareem is injury reserve.
Ah, damn, that's a tough one. Pittsburgh's not great.
I mean, that backup running back, though, Jarnus Johnson did really well.
He did. I wonder if that's a one-off or not.
I think that the line for the Browns is just so good that
anybody back there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not to discredit Johnson at all. He played very well.
Yeah.
But
I'll take the Browns on this one. This is going to be a tight game. What's the spread on it again?
3.5.
Towards Pittsburgh?
No. Browns are a 3.5-point favorite.
So they're calling it about even. Yeah, I'll take the Browns on this one.
Mm-hmm. Up next, you have Eagles at Lions. Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite. Sorry, I don't know. I said Browns. Sorry. I'm taking Eagles on this one.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing. This is going to be like the game nobody watches this week.
Exactly. Even Philly fans are like, I think I'd rather watch Titans at Colts.
This game, what's the spread on that one? Does it tell you?
For Eagles at Lions?
Yeah.
Philly, 3.5.
Interesting. I don't know if they cover that.
I don't know either. It could be one of their games where they just blow out and Jalen Hurts balls, but who knows. Up next, you got Titans at Colts. Colts are 1.5-point favorites. I'm going with Colts.
I'll take the Titans on this one. They got so much momentum.
I really should take the Titans, but I'm going to take the Colts.
You said that the Colts are 1.5-point favorites?
Yeah.
So that means that they think Tennessee's the better team just by a little bit. Because it's in Indy, yeah.
But the Colts are starting to click, though.
Yeah.
You might get T.Y. back.
I think that's going to be a good game. I bet that comes down to, like, a field goal.
T.Y. did practice on Thursday. It was limited, but he did practice. Campbell's on IR, though, which is not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
But if you get T.Y. back out there again, I mean, T.Y. played a little bit in that one game, got 80 yards off 4 catches.
So, like, how are they going to roll with that when Hilton comes back? Is Pittman still going to be number one? Are they
No, Pittman's number two. Pittman's number two. T.Y. is unstoppable.
He's good, but he's not unstoppable.
T.Y. is like a faster Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
In my mind. I'm probably not correct in the statement, but in my mind.
I would definitely take Keenan Allen over T.Y. Hilton every day.
That's an interesting point.
Just saying.
Up next,
for the record.
Up next, we got Bengals at Jets. Bengals are 10.5-point favorites.
Yeah, they'll cover. Bengals.
Yeah, same.
Bengals are going to fucking roast these guys. Mike White's a quarterback. Come on.
Up next, you have Rams at Texans. Rams are 14.5-point favorites. Who do you got?
Rams.
Yeah, I also got Rams.
These guys are going to roast Houston, too.
They didn't cover last week. They're covering this week.
By the way, if Brandon Cooks isn't traded by this game, that guy's going to lose his fucking mind. I don't know if he's going to play.
When's the deadline?
November 2nd, so it's next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. If he doesn't get traded after this game, he'll make sure that he does get traded. Or he doesn't get traded before this game, he'll make sure he gets traded after this game.
Yeah, that guy's going to be so fucking pissed. They trade Ingram and not him. He's all like, what is the deal here? Say, I want out of Houston. Trade me for a fucking pick.
I want to leave Houston. Did you say Mark Ingram wants to leave Houston? Up next, you got Pats at Chargers. Chargers are 4.5-point favorites.
Ooh.
Are you going to go with your boys?
I'll take the Chargers.
Okay, yeah, I'll take the Chargers too. Yeah.
I'll take the Chargers, but I'm going to bet this game with New England on the spread.
Oh, so you don't believe that your Pats can score 4.5 more points, but you believe that it can score 1.5 more.
I just think that this is going to be a tighter game than people expect, but the Chargers are better than the Patriots.
But you won't go with – gosh.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to win my bottle.
Yeah, you're down by two because I won last week, by the way. I don't know if I said that, but last week we had three different picks, and I got all three picks correct.
Didn't get all three. You got two of them.
No, I got all three. I got Giants, Bengals, and Colts.
Oh, did I take the Niners last week?
Yeah, you picked the Niners last week.
Oh, God damn, I thought I took the Colts. My bad.
No. So I am up 13 – or no, I'm not up to 13 total. I'm up 4-3, I think.
Yeah. It's fair. Tough but fair.
Yeah, I'm up 4-3. I was down on the slide there for a bit, and now I'm finally back. I was looking at my notes, and I had threes in front of both of our names for last week. I was like, what the fuck do these threes mean? I now realize what those threes meant now.
Catching on quick. Catching on quick.
Up next, we got Jags at Seahawks. Who do you got?
Who do you got? That's the real question here.
No. I went first last time.
Ah, bullshit. I said Chargers, and you're like Chargers, too.
No. I got Jags.
You got Jags? Who's favorite?
Seahawks by 3.5.
No shit? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Jags on this one. I'm going to put some money on this shit. That game's going to be like the trash bowl with Geno out there, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be bad. Up next, you got Washington at Broncos. Who do you got? Broncos are 3-point favorites.
I'll run with the football team on this one. Denver, I think, is in a really weird spot.
I'll take Denver.
Okay.
If I need to change the game, I'll go to the football team.
Bold move.
Next up, we got Bucks at Saints. I got Bucks.
Yeah, Bucks.
Next up, you got Cowboys at Vikings. Oh, yeah, Bucks were 4.5-point favorites, by the way. Up next, you got Cowboys at Vikings. The Vikings are 2.5-point favorites. Who do you got?
That's a tough game, too. Are you going to go with your Vikings because you're a fan or what?
100%.
Is Amari Cooper back?
For the Cowboys, they have...
Because Gallup is still out. He's still sitting on my IR.
Gallup is on the IR. Cooper is nowhere to be found on here for their injury, so I'm assuming he's playing. Prescott practiced on Thursday. He had limited practice, but he practiced.
Goddamn. I'll take the Vikings because they're at home. This is going to be a good game. It's about time we get a really good Sunday night game. It's been a couple weeks.
All right, and then we have Giants at Chiefs. Chiefs are 9.5-point favorites.
Chiefs.
Yeah, same. All right, let me see if there's any other game maybe I want to change from you. I mean, I probably should just take the Dolphins over the Bills, honestly.
Yeah, you do that. If there's a trap game for the Bills, that's the trap game. But since they lost to the Titans, I don't know. I think they're playing a little bit more inspired.
I'll just go back to Washington, I guess. I'll pick the Washington football team instead of the Broncos.
Yeah, fuck Denver. Am I right?
Yeah. So we have three games different this week. You got Panthers, I got Falcons, you got Niners, I got Bears, you got Texans, I got Colts. This week I picked
more. Whoa, 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 whoa. I have the Titans. You have the Colts.
I said you have Titans, I have Colts.
You said Texans. I do not have the fucking Texans. Trying to Jew me. I do not have the Texans.
Well, the Texans do not play the Colts, so.
Good. Just making sure we clear that for the record.
All right, and now we'll go on. Let's just start out with the Packers real quick since the game is going on. By the way, Cardinals are up 7-0.
First or second quarter?
First. 4:40 left. But the Packers have no Davante Adams, no Allen Lazard, and no MVS.
Yeah, COVID's running rampant over there.
Yep. Adams and Lazard both were ruled out due to COVID-19 protocols. Adams is vaccinated but had a positive test. Lazard is unvaccinated. It was a close contact. So he doesn't have it is what I'm gathering from this. But since he was next to Adams, he has to not be.
For the record, because I'm on DraftKings right now, Packers are +9.
Understandable.
That's a bet some people might take, including myself.
That's a bet that Ben Payton is going to take, that all our listeners should have taken, but they won't hear this until it's too late.
Yep. Should have been live.
We should have just live streamed. This is what we should have done.
Saw YouTube with overreactions.
I mean, we could put stuff on YouTube if we wanted to. I have an account that I can post on. I just have to change up the title of it or the name of it. Just call it Midwest Hour and everything. We talked about that later.
The Midwest Hour, make some fucking shirts, sell them to people who live in Illinois. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I bet you we get a decent amount of looks. The only problem is that live streaming on YouTube isn't that great. But
what's that?
We need to have two different accounts. We could do an account where we live stream, then we could do an account where we do like highlights of it or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, that's like the best way for algorithm, I guess. But anyways, that's
Okay. Yeah, besides the point, that's kind of intriguing to me though.
Yeah. If you like do both, it really like runs your account into the ground for some reason. The Packers top receivers right now, they got Randall Cobb, Equanimeous St. Brown,
Malik and Amari Taylor, Rogers.
And Amari Rogers.
Yeah, A-Rod to A-Rod, let's go.
Yep. Malik Taylor's been on the COVID list since October 15th, but he was activated on Tuesday. And they also elevated wide receiver Juwan Winfrey to the active roster. The only receiver on here that I recognize is Brown and Randall Cobb. And Randall Cobb was only relevant like 5 years ago. So,
hey, man, that's because he left the Packers. I think that this game, by the way, since they have Rodgers playing, they're in the game. But at the same time, he said something on McAfee show the other day. He's like, next man up mentality. I think that's gonna be what's going to go on here. I mean, I think the Cardinals win the game, obviously. But I think the Packers hang in there.
The Packers also had Aaron Rodgers week one against the Saints. And that didn't hold up.
That was an anomaly. Shit. That's like saying Jameis Winston throws 500 yards. You think this guy's a top quarterback? No.
Well, here's the thing, though. Looking at their record, they haven't, like, dominated any team win-wise other than the Lions.
Hey.
Otherwise, they beat the Niners by 2. They beat the Steelers by 10. They beat the Bengals by 3. They beat the Bears by 10.
Yeah,
beat the football team by 14.
We're going to find out, though, because the Packers, after this game, this is like the start of a really tough stretch for them. They got, like, a lot of really good teams that they're playing here in the next 5 weeks, I think it is.
Yeah, it's because they're in the toughest division, the NFC North.
Well, because they play next week against
Chiefs, and then they got Seahawks, and they got Vikings, then they have Rams.
Yeah.
And then they get a rest game with the Bears.
Yeah, a rest game. Aaron Rodgers is going to bring his keys to the stadium.
Yeah, unlock it and everything.
Yeah, but the Packers, I think they'll be fine. I mean, it sucks that they're without three of their top receivers. So that's a big
right
deal.
Now they're driving down the field, but that was mostly run game from what I noticed. And Rodgers almost threw a pick because the wide receiver was not looking. They had a miscommunication, which that was going to be a big thing in this game. Be a lot of miscommunications.
Yeah, that's the trouble with it. But you're going to see a lot of Aaron Jones tonight. I'll guarantee that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon are going to get a huge workload this week.
Yeah.
But now we can talk about some of the trade deadline news. that happened up here, I will come down. So obviously, like the first real big one, I would say, was Gilmore going to the Panthers. That was one of the big, like, trades that happened recently this month.
Yeah.
And you would think that that would make the Panthers better. Obviously, it did not help the Panthers at all. Next up, the next big news would be Zach Ertz to the Cardinals, which has already is been a good trade for them.
Before we get back to that, Gilmore hasn't played yet. He's supposed to play either this week or the following. Because he was on the PUP list with New England. And I think that puts him ineligible through week 7, if I remember right.
Okay, that makes sense. So maybe when he gets back, it's going to turn around the Panthers. Maybe we should have picked Panthers.
I did. And I think it's going to help the Panthers.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Zach Ertz to the Cardinals. Cardinals only had to give up a 5th-round pick and a cornerback for him. And he's a solid tight end. There are tight ends out for the year. So, I mean, that's
more than fair on the trade. Yeah. He's still got some gas in the tank, I think.
Exactly. The Broncos, they have 7 linebackers on the IRs, as well as 2 more who are limited practice. So they traded for Steven Weatherly out of the Vikings back on the 23rd, so that way they could have at least somebody out there.
Yeah, they've been in trouble with the linebacker room, and that's their strength. Like that's the bad part.
It'd be like the any other team having issues with their quarterback room. After that, the Rams also traded
Kenny Young to the Broncos.
Kenny Young to the Broncos as well, so they got another linebacker. They all gave away basically with 6-round picks, 6th and 7th-round picks. So, I mean.
Yeah, and then Flacco went back to the Jets.
Yep, yeah, Flacco back at the Jets. You have Watson's open to different trade destinations besides Dolphins since the Panthers had opened up as an option, but the Panthers have said that they are not interested or whatever. We'll see. There's been a lot of just random trade news about Watson of all these teams, and everybody's like, yeah, no, we have no thing. We have no idea how this came out, but it always just comes out, all this stuff.
The whole thing with the Deshaun Watson trade is like, so if you're going to trade for him, you're going to get the Texans a haul for him, right?
Yeah.
But, like, how do you do that with uncertainty that he's going to be able to play, like, beyond maybe this year if he gets the chance to play? Because none of his suits, criminal or civil, have been settled. I don't think there's, like, it's not leaning either way yet either.
Well, here's the argument to get the trade for him, right? If you get him now, none of the quarterbacks in the draft this year look promising. So if you need a quarterback for next year, you're basically just using a draft pick on Deshaun Watson is what you're doing.
Yeah, but you're going to have to give up like 3 first-round picks and then potentially a 2nd or 3rd or a player.
Oh, yeah, potentially, yeah.
So that's a lot. I mean, like, that's a pretty big haul for a guy that you don't know if he can play. I mean,
Dabo Sweeney once said, if you pass on Deshaun Watson, you're passing on MJ.
Yeah, I don't think Dabo also knew they like fingers in his ass.
Well, we don't even know what he does on the massage table, all right? I don't even know what you do on the massage table. I don't want to know what he does on the massage table.
Yeah, at least I don't know. I hope Dabo didn't know that. If so, that's a different twist to the case.
Well, here's the other thing, too, right? He was 1st in passing yards last year and 7th in touchdowns.
Yep.
Like, he came off a really, really good year last year on a losing season.
Well, here's the thing. This all started in, like, not saying it's all tied together. I think it's coincidental. But it all started after he said he wanted out of Houston in March. That's when everything started.
I'd be confident to say that it's the general manager getting a little upset and the owner getting a little upset with him. So they're
I don't know. It's just kind of odd.
Who has 22 different massage therapists, okay? Don't. That's my issue with this whole story, all right? Now, it's one thing.
Over the years.
No, he's been in the league since 2017. That's 4 years. That's 22 massage therapists in 4 years, all right? After the first, like, 5 or 6, they're like, I don't want to do this.
Well, David.
You stop.
You got to think. That's because he asked allegedly, by the way, don't know. But allegedly, he asked them to do these weird things. So I could see how he had 22 different massage therapists.
All right, and you're trying to tell me out of all 22, not one of them was like, yeah, whatever, I'll do it. And then he found his massage therapist for the next couple of years. You're trying to tell me that every single one was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this. Like, all right, cool, that's fine. And then went to a different
David, one. Put yourself in their shoes. Kind of puts a finger up his ass and weird shit, man. No deal.
He's paying them the same as anyone else pays them.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, I think that he had 22 different massage therapists because of that, but I think it's really weird that one of them didn't blow the whistle before all this.
It's too fishy. The story's too fishy.
Yeah, so maybe it's in the 650,000 emails, who knows.
It irritates me, because it's like, there's too many coincidences. There's too many, like, this doesn't make sense. And there's no news about it. I get that there's a case or whatever, but there's always like information that leaks from cases. There hasn't been a single thing that's since leaked from any of these cases, other than we have 22 cases, and then the cases just randomly stopped. All people that were involved were like, "Yep, we got them all now. We're done. There's no more therapists."
Well, the suits are still going on.
The cases are going on, but like, they're not adding new suits.
Yeah, I think it's just really odd. I mean, when there's 22 people against you, not saying that it happened to all 22, but it had to have happened to at least a handful of them.
Maybe. And maybe it happened to all of them, but maybe all of them were like, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
That's
the weirdest thing I've ever had anyone ask me to do.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's really weird, but I don't think he's going to get traded. I think the asking price is too high. I think that the Houston Chronicle and down in Miami, their newspaper, I think they're full of shit.
I wonder.
Although, if he gets traded, he is not on the commissioner's list to not be eligible to play. So, like, he could play if he got traded, which would cause a media scrutiny.
Well, as of right now, he is signed with them until 2025.
Yeah, he just inked that huge extension before this past offseason.
He's making $10 million this year.
They're paying him $10 million to just sit at home. I mean,
And after they're gonna pay him $40 million next year.
Yeah, his extension kicks in after that. So I'm kind of curious to see how this all plays out. Because, like, I mean, if he gets traded, I think that team is dumber than hell, to be honest with you. Like, if Miami does that, that's a dumb move.
No, I think Miami would be a dumb place to go to.
Well, yeah. No. I mean, they look like they might have some potential defensively, and then the receiving core looks all right because they got Waddle out of Alabama, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Panthers, that doesn't seem that big of a deal because Darnold isn't a long-term – he's not supposed to be a long-term investment. He's like, maybe he's going to, like, show a spark and give us a reason for him to be our franchise quarterback, but he's not that guy. He's given enough time in the league where if you go to the Panthers, that makes sense to me.
I'm not saying Darnold's the guy, but he's playing a hell of a lot better there than he did with Adam Gase in New York.
You're not wrong, but, I mean, they're still not winning with him. They're winning
because of
McCaffrey.
Are they 4-3?
They're 3-4 after starting 3-0.
Okay. That's fair, yeah. I expected them to be huge anyway this year. I thought the best, they're probably like a middle-of-the-road team.
Yeah. But, I mean, so, like, going to the Panthers wouldn't be that bad of an idea. Going to Miami, I think that's too early on Tua. It's not fair on him. The Jets, too early, not fair on Wilson.
By the way, Tua and Sam Darnold are basically in the same freaking boat because they're both they're not franchise quarterbacks.
No, but they also haven't been given a chance, really. You got to let them grow.
Yeah, still. You got to give a little bit of time after making the moves to get them.
Niners, not a bad idea, but, I mean, you just got Trey Lance.
They're not even in the talks. And Trey Lance, by the way, was a pity pick.
No, I know. I'm just thinking of teams that would be okay for him to go to.
Yeah, he won't get traded by the deadline. I will put money on it. If he gets traded, it's going to be next offseason after some of the shit settles.
I mean, Steelers wouldn't be that bad of a place either.
Yeah.
Eagles, not that bad.
He won't go to Philly. He said that.
Titans, when Tannehill's not the guy.
Tannehill's the guy in Tennessee.
Tannehill is not a good quarterback. he's shown me that when he doesn't play with Henry that he's not good.
Well, yeah, but he has Henry pretty much every week.
But he also has A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, and he's
still a healthy
pass threat.
When they're healthy.
And when they were healthy, he wasn't that good of a pass threat. It was still Henry's
team. He's been doing pretty good the last 2 weeks, my friend.
Let's see here. Maybe the Pats, but Mac Daddy's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like,
football team wouldn't be bad.
Deshaun, if he's going anywhere, it's going to be Miami if it's by the deadline. And that's strictly because they're the only team that supposedly has something worked out. Now, if they haven't supposedly worked out, I don't know why it hasn't been executed yet.
Dumb. Yeah. Who knows?
He has that no trade clause. So, like, if a team he doesn't want to go to, like the Eagles, he can say, fuck it, I ain't going.
Yeah, that's true. I think eventually that he's just going to get to the point where he's like, yeah, I just don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, well, hey, man, he's getting paid $10 million to sit on his ass. I don't think he really cares.
I mean, I wouldn't really care.
just throwing that out there.
We've been out here for about 50 minutes. So I think we should probably just move on now just get to the overreaction for the Chiefs you want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chiefs overreaction. Everybody thinks that they're just, like, hot garbage now. They're throwing a lot of blame on Mahomes, by the way. Like, last week didn't play well, but besides that, he's played pretty well. But the biggest blame here is their fucking defense. I mean, like, they're 3-4 because they have no defense. All they got is, like, Tyrann Mathieu and Chris Jones. That's it.
Yeah, for the Chiefs, so I looked up a few things. I was going to be a devil's advocate, but you had already brought up the defense, I guess. But that's what I was going to bring up. How the defense is the fifth worst defense.
Yeah.
Right now. And every other team that's down here isn't really like a playoff looking team other than the Ravens and the Cowboys and the Rams. But
yeah,
those all have super explosive offenses and their defenses aren't really giving up touchdowns. They're just giving up yards.
Yep.
Where these other teams, the Chiefs, they're giving up touchdowns. They're giving up 29 points a game, which
that's a lot.
That is a lot. That is sixth worst, but just above the Texans, Jets, Falcons, Dolphins, and football team.
The other thing that I'll throw out here is Edwards-Helaire is hurt right now. He's been hurt. He's missed the last two games now, I think, right? Or is it just that one?
I think it was just that one.
Because he got hurt on Sunday Night Football against the Bills. Can't remember if that was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Against the Bills? That was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. So he's hurt, so that's going to affect him too.
Yeah, but he didn't really ever do much. He only had 300 yards going out of that game.
Well, so. I know, but it's really just the threat of having Edwards-Helaire run the ball. Because, like, outside of him, it's like, okay, you got Darrell Williams, like – now it's just like, okay, we got to let Mahomes sling the fucking rock. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He's 18 touchdowns, 9 picks. This is the most he's thrown interception-wise since he's been a pro. But, yeah, I still think that he's still the quarterback that we think he is. I don't think he's, like, all of a sudden just, you know, Chad Henne.
I mean, they're top 10 in offense for points per game.
Yeah.
Their rushing game, they're in the middle of the pack. Passing, they're top 4.
The other thing on their passing game.
For total yards, they're top 2.
The other thing on their passing game that I've noticed, Tyreek Hill, the defenses, they've been focusing a hell of a lot more on him.
Yeah, and they've just been leaving Kelce open.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's what I would do. I'd one-on-one Kelce and double Tyreek, because even though Kelce's very, very good.
Uh-huh.
He's still going to be slower than Hill. So, I mean, I'm much more worried about the man that's going to outrun everyone than the guy that's going to plow over everyone.
Yeah, they've been taking Tyreek out of these games the last couple of weeks. I think that's been impacting him a lot, too. Because outside of Tyreek and Kelce, there's not a lot of threats. Because Hardman, he's all right at receiver. He's more of a special teams player.
The biggest issue with them right now, though, is turnovers. They're tied for worst in turnovers, like differential, with negative 10. They have gotten a total of 7 takeaways all year, and they've given up the ball 17 times. The only other team that's just as bad as them is the Jaguars, who've only gotten 2 turnovers, and they've given up the ball 12 times.
Damn.
So they have the Chiefs have the most turnovers in the league right now due to fumbles and interceptions and everything. So they got to, one, hold on to the ball, two, not throw the ball to the wrong person. And as soon as that clears up, like, if they stop turning the ball over, they're going to start winning games.
Yeah, I just think everybody's hitting the button a little bit too quick on it.
Yeah, but what the real issue is Patrick Mahomes' brother and wife. That's what the real issue is.
Yeah.
But
and his mom. Let's throw his mom under the bus too. And like, they're all out there just on social media just shitting on anybody that's not Patrick Mahomes.
Basically. But whatever. Yeah, so I think it's the overreaction. I mean, are they going to do better than the Chargers? Probably. Are they going to do better than the Raiders? Probably.
I don't know about the Chargers. Raiders, yes.
Raiders are top of the division.
I know. Right now, I think the Chargers are going to pull the West out.
I think the Chargers start losing some close games coming up here. I think that they make the playoffs, though, which will be really good for them.
Yeah, I don't see the Chiefs winning the West, though. Just throwing that out there.
We'll see. But, all right, we're sitting here about 56 minutes. You got anything else you want to talk about, or are you good?
Just for the record, so the Chargers have the Patriots, which is a tough game this week. But after that, it's Eagles, Vikings, Steelers, Broncos. Vikings is really the only tough game out of that four.
The Steelers aren't too bad. I mean, they're 3-3.
The Steelers aren't – they're not terrible. But
they're
going to
trade for,
like,
Deshaun Watson anyway, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's keep an eye on that.
Big Ben for Watson straight up.
But, yeah, so that's my story. That's what I got.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, the Chiefs have Giants, then Packers, then they have a divisional game with the Raiders. But they have a tough next couple weeks here, but I think the Chiefs start winning here.
It's been a tough stretch for them because they've had some really tough games when you think about it, because they have Baltimore, Buffalo, Tennessee.
Easiest games they've had is the Eagles and football team, and they won both those games.
Yeah, well, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right, I'll leave it here.
All right, cool. Later.
Talk to you later. Bye.